Yes, I am Dr. Stogi, doing dictation of medication review and consultation for comprehensive counseling in corporation. Date of evaluation for all these patients is September 9, 2024. Please mention that patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. There are 12 patients. The first is Duncan Teresa, D-U-N-C-A-N, Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A. Her date of birth is 11-23-1966. Telephone number is 313-922-0762. Subjective and object data. Teresa is a 55-year-old, African-American female. Has been in treatment for schizophrenia chronic period. Patient has been feeling better since she is on Prolexin or flufenazine 1 milligram daily and Benadryl 25 milligram daily. She was alert, oriented, coherent, logical, functioning, taking care. Ja, can you please hold on?
Haan beta. No, I am at home. Okay, but okay. Bachcha to hai nahi hamare yahan. Yeah. Chalo, achcha hai. Okay, thank you. Okay, bye. Okay. Bye.
Teresa described that she has been eating good, sleeping good, denies any hallucinations, does not feel paranoid, does not have any drooling, tremors, restlessness, or any body movement. She has been attending to work every day without any problem, and she believes that medication has been helping and she feels stable. Assessment is schizophrenia chronic. Symptomatically stable. Plan continue on flufenazine 1 milligram daily, Benadryl 25 milligram but time PRN. 90-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect explained. Verbal consent was obtained. End of dictation. Next relation is on Neylon, N-E-Y-L-O-N, Junior, Denise. Date of birth is 2/25/1956. Telephone number is 313-670-2113. Subjective adjective. Dennis is a 68-year-old. Married Caucasian male who has been in treatment for bipolar mood disorder and has been doing fairly well. Compliance with the medications and has been seeing a therapist, which she described has been helping him a lot. But recently, this month, he has been undergoing a lot of stress because of his brother living with him who has respiratory distress, and his car transmission has been damaged, and he has big financial liability that make him anxious, but he is not suicidal. Patient was counseled and encouraged to take it easy and try to resolve the issues with a positive outlook in consultation with his wife. He described the medication has been helping him and does not have any side effect of the medication. Patient is on duloxetine 30 mg daily, trazodone 50 mg daily, bupropion 300 mg at bedtime, Depakote 500 mg twice a day. He has been following outpatient treatment with his internist also and for hypertension and chronic back pain and arthritis. Period. Patient was, his mood was alert oriented, mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized, no suicidal missile thoughts. patient was provided support, redirection, education, and has been adherence to the medications and compliance with the treatment. As a bipolar mood disorder, stable, history of hypertension, arthritis, plan, I will send the prescription for 30 days. It was encouraged to continue seeing his therapist. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days, end of dictation. Next solution is Snipe Leonard, S-N-I-P-E, Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D. His date of birth is 10-4-1962. Telephone number is 313-658-2514. Subject to agenda. Leonard is a 61-year-old, married, African-American male, living with his wife, having problem of inconsistent compliance with the medication, and describe that he is taking some medication and not taking all, and he is he describes his wife is doing all right, but sometime he get depressed, sometime having trouble in sleep, minimum voices, but I further explain the importance of adherence with the medication, since he has been doing fairly good and should continue taking medications to avoid any further hospitalization. Period to which he agreed, he was alert, oriented, his mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, he denied any suicidal, homicidal ideation, he described the voices are there, mild, but could not able to understand, is a mumbling in nature. He has also, I further discussed that he has to follow with his internist about his high blood pressure, to which he agreed, and he promised that he should keep taking his medication. I further educate him about taking melatonin 10 mg at bedtime, fluphenazine 2.5 mg twice a day, lamotrigine 25 mg twice a day, trazodone 150 mg at bedtime, and seroquel 300 mg at bedtime. Risk benefit side effect explain, encourage for the compliance, assume schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, hypertension, inconsistent plan, continue the DLT orientation, supportive therapy, 30 day supply was ordered, patient was further emphasized the importance of adherence, to which he agreed, prognosis guarded. Next relation is Van Cleve, V-A-N-C-L-E-A-V-E, Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E. His date of birth is 3-20-1958. Date of birth is, telephone number is 586-774-9954. Subjective agenda. Mr. Leslie is a 66-year-old married Caucasian male who has been treatment for paranoid thoughts, mood swings, difficulty in relation with his wife, but since he is taking medication, he has shown improvement and has shown stability with the current treatment. He described that he has been getting along with his wife. Wife does not have any complaint. He is taking his medication, compliance with the medication. He denies any mood swings, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. He was alert, oriented, mood was euthymic, affect appropriate, pleasant, cooperative, attentive. No side effect of the medication. Yet his wife does not report any problem. Risk benefit side effect explained. Patient was provided support, education about the medication, and importance of listen to his wife for better compliance and better improvement in relationship. Assessment: schizoaffective disorder. Mild tremors in hand. Plan: continue on Depakote, ER 500 mg at bedtime, Seroquel 400 mg at bedtime, 100 mg, Seroquel 100 mg in the morning. Risk benefit side effect was explained. 90-day supply was ordered. Yet follow appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next question is Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, David. Date of birth is 6-8-1978. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Subject to David is a 46-year-old married Caucasian male, father of two kids, currently working for real estate business, has been doing good. He described that he has been spent about 2 hours in a exercise, but has been maintained weight. with this exercise, his mind is more get stable, and his compliance with the medication, he described, without medication he cannot function, but he denies any side effect of the medication. He is taking fluphenazine 5 mg, which control his off and on paranoid thoughts. Seroquel has been helping to stabilize his mood and help in sleep. Seroquel 25 mg daily and 200 mg at bedtime. Cogentin is taken in case he develops side effect with the fluphenazine, and Tegretol-XR 200 mg as a mood stabilizer. He was alert, oriented, mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was recognized, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no involuntary movement. Patient was, there was no akathisia, restlessness, tremors, or any disconnected movement. Patient was educated about the medication, provided support, importance of adherence and compliance with the treatment. He agreed and he claimed that he has been doing good on medication assessment. And bipolar mood disorder, possible schizoaffective, plan continue with the current medication. A 30-day supply of the medication was ordered. Risk, benefit, side effects was planned. Follow appointment was in 30 days. End of dictation. Next relation is Rayos, R-A-Y-O-S, Florence, F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E. Date of birth is 8/11/1962. Date of telephone number is 248-238-7952. Date of evaluation is 9/9/2024. Subjective agita. Florence reported that she has been doing good, except when she go to dialysis center. She believes that the girl who is working has been harassing him. Her friend also doing the same thing, which bothers her a lot. She has reported to the manager, but it was stopped for some time, but she believes that it is further going on. I further remind that it is in her mind. It may not be possible. However, she says, now it is true, but I further discuss that since it is true, she has to keep going to the dialysis center, not to get bothered, or she should bother them and let them complete her job and come back home, to which she agreed. She denies any depression, any anxiety, any suicidal homicidal thoughts. She sleeps about 8 to 10 hours, but appetite is improving. She is taking healthy diet so that she can improve. Patient has history of chronic renal failure with high creatinine level. Following outpatient treatment with Dr. Nayak, also getting prophylactic treatment status post bilateral mastectomy, fear and hyperthyroidism. She was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect, weird, speech was clear. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Assessment. Bipolar mood disorder. Period of paranoia, complaining about staff at dialysis center. Plan provided realty orientation, encourage compliance, and ignore about this problem and work on her difficulties. A prescription was ruled out, 150 mg daily. Trileptal, 200-300 mg daily. Olanzapine 10 mg at bedtime, 30-day supply was ordered. Risk, benefit, side effect was planned. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next relation is Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, Mauri, M-A-U-R-I. Date of birth is 9/3/1973. Telephone number is 313-766-8192. Subject manager. Mauri is a 51-year-old African-American male, mother of her daughter. Working at a nursing home as a staff supervisor, indicated that she has been feeling much better. She liked the job. She is getting along well with everyone. She can focus at work. Her concentration has improved, her motivation has improved, and she feeling much better. She has been taking care of her daughter and drop her to school. Sometimes she get late due to the chronic back pain, as she has got lumpectomy in December of 2021. and also described that her nerve was fused in the neck because patient was injured by at another nursing home where she got assaulted and got neck injury. Yet she was alert and oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought process organized, there was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, there is no auditory visual hallucinations or any persecutive illusion. Patient was further explained that is benefit and side effects. She is on Focalin XR 10 mg in the morning and 10 mg at noon, 10 to next 10 mg at bedtime. Risk benefit side effect has been clear. The medication has been helping and she is feeling much better, much improved with the current treatment. No side effect was reported. Assessment, major depressive disorder, chronic attention deficit disorder, history of post-traumatic trauma due to assaulted by patient with a back injury and neck sprain. Continue with the supportive care and the plan and dictation. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next patient is an Innucci, I-A-N-N-U-C-C-I, N-A-A-N-N-A. Her date of birth is 3-12-1954. Phone number is 586-843-4154. Subjective agita. N-A is a 70-year-old, single Caucasian female living in an extended care facility. She reported that she has been doing fine, except she got further urinary infection for which she is taking treatment from her primary care doctor. She described due to the infection, she feels lethargy and having trouble in sleep and appetite is not good. I further provided support and encouraged that she should continue doing whatever she was doing and it will be resolved in a due course of time. Patient agreed and she described she will be working on it. Occasionally she go out with her friends and also sometime go for a walk in the facility. She also gets some contact with her daughter, to which she believes that she has been doing good. I further explain that it is good that she has been showing improvement in relationship, motivation, and also working hard her difficulties. Patient described that she is feeling otherwise all right. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptom of hallucinations and delusion or any somatic preoccupation. Judgment side seems to be improved. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed, chronic back pain. Hypothyroidism, UTI, plan continue lamotrigine 150 mg, 300 mg at bedtime, melatonin 10 mg daily, lamotrigine 50 mg in the morning, seroquel 50 mg at bedtime. A 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effects is pain, no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. Patient described she will call the office to make the appointment. Whether she wants every 2 weeks or every 4 weeks, she will look into it. Next location is a Liz Sarah, L-I-S Sarah, S-A-R-A-H. Date of birth is 11-15-1977. Telephone number is 586-202-3442. Subjective agita. Sarah is a 46-year-old. Divorce from her husband. Patient is still having traumatic feeling due to the loss of relationship with the husband and has been having a lot of self-guilt, stress, which constantly bothering her and she unable to get it over. She has been seeing a therapist and has been working on the problem. Patient was further given insight that she should write down her problem and write and discuss with her therapist how to resolve it. Also, by herself, she can find out other solutions, especially what are other options which she can do so that she can feel better. She described the patient has been showing a lot improvement for the last couple months. She has not been taking as many Xanax as she was taking before. She's sleeping good, eating good, denies any depression, anxiety, any mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, or any symptoms of hallucination, delusion. Sometimes she gets nightmares, but not any flashbacks, be it. She is productive at work and compliance with the treatment. Patient is on Remeron 15 mg at bedtime. She takes Xanax only if she is unable to control her anxiety, be it. However, she has shown significant improvement in her anxiety and by not taking as much Xanax. She gets only 5 tablets of Xanax in a month time. She hardly uses 1 or 2, be it. Patient was also explained that it is up to her to see whether medication is needed. Otherwise, she tried to overcome by other modalities like deep breathing exercise or going for a walk. Try to change the topic and try to do something else, listen to music or do something which can decrease her anxiety, to which she agreed. Assessment, major depressive disorder, post-traumatic disorder, plan continue the reality orientation, supportive therapy, cognitive health therapy, will give a prescription for Remeron 50 mg at bedtime, Xanax 0.5 mg, only 5 tablets, which she has to take only if she cannot control her behavior. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next relation is Gig, G-I-G-G, Mary, M-A-R-Y. Her date of birth is 9-14-1960. Telephone number is 586-383-0470. Subjective agita. Mary is a 63-year-old, married, Caucasian female. Seen for follow-up. In the past week, her doses of Depakote was reduced to 500 mg twice a day. Although bupropion 10 mg TID was continued and Paxil 40 mg daily, she describes she is not showing any change. Although she feels much relaxed and better after reduction of the dose of the medication, she did not go for the another Depakote label after reducing the dose of the medication, which she is going to do it this coming week. Period. Patient was further educated about the medication and encouraged for the compliance and also encouraged for the blood workup, to which she agreed. She was alert oriented. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thought. There is no auditive visual hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Patient last Depakote level was 114 microgram per ml as of 8-20-24. Another assessment, bipolar mood disorder. We'll check Depakote level again on the lower doses of Depakote. Risk benefit side effect I explained. Patient describes he is feeling much better and functioning and taking all her medications and complying with the treatment. End of dictation. Next solution is Frances Gay, FRANCESGAYE. Her date of birth is 1-9-1976. Telephone number is 248-310-2768. Subjective and objective data. Frances is a 48-year-old, married, African-American female, has history of schizophrenia paranoid type. Patient has been non-compliant with the medication and get decompensated. Recently, she has been taking her medication regularly and has been compliant with the Abilify 30 mg daily and Benadryl 25 mg at bedtime. She was alert-oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid vision. She denies any problem in relations with her husband. I further educate her about the medication and also encourage for the compliance and adherence with the treatment, to which she agreed. So far, she describes she does not have any problem. There was no involuntary movement, any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness, or any drooling. Assessment, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type. Plan, patient has been taking Benadryl 37.5 mg daily. So 45 tablet was given, Abilify 30 mg daily. Patient already has given a prescription 2 weeks ago, and I will see again in 2 weeks for further adjustment of the medications and the treatment, prognosis, guided, and dictation. Next question is on Robinson Elizabeth, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-Z-A-B-T-H. Her date of birth is 5/24/1981. Subjective date of relation is 9/9/2024. Subjective agenda. Elizabeth is a 43-year-old married Caucasian female who has been in treatment for bipolar mood disorder. Patient has described that since he is taking Seroquel 200 mg daily and Lamictal 25 mg daily, currently she will increase to 50 mg daily. She has been feeling better. She does not have much problem except she has some high blood pressure for which she is taking metoprolol PF. She has been sleeping good, she describes she is sleeping good, eating good, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She was alert, oriented. She shows some oral dyskinetic movement, which I discussed before also. She described that she was taking Haldol cup about 12 years ago, and this movement has not gone. For that, she was taking benzotropine 1 mg BID and claimed that this medication has been helping to decrease the movement and she can have no major problem. I further discussed that I may consider other options if the insurance company approve her. To which she agrees, she was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, her speech was clear, thought was organized, there was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination and delusion. Patient was provided insight into her treatment, encouraged for the compliance. There was no other side effect like drooling, somnolence, or any period of anxiety. Patient was also discouraged that she should try to reduce intake of marijuana. Patient has been taking marijuana 1 to 2 grams on a daily basis. I further discuss it may precipitate her anxiety, although describes indicate that this marijuana help her anxiety. Considering risk and benefit, I will continue the current plan and continue educate her about the medications and marijuana. Other options was discussed, including deep breathing exercise or maybe work with a therapist for supportive, insight-oriented therapy. Prognosis guarded. This is an application done by Dr. Stobie.